Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In our reading in Isaiah, the prophet describes their return from the Babylonian captivity. The people are oppressed and they need a vision. And so the prophet says, then the wilderness and dry land will be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly. Weak hands strengthened. Eyes of the blind will be opened. The lame will walk. Waters will break forth in the wilderness. This vision of Isaiah paints this incredible picture of the overturning of the world with the coming of God. It's a future vision, but it's based in the present situation of God's people. What I love about this text is it doesn't transport us to a new place, to a heavenly home, where we will finally get, you know, the proverbial angelic Barco lounger and cable television without commercials. The vision is rooted in the present wilderness. I think it's really an important image for us these days as we come into this third Sunday of Advent. So often about now we begin to find ourselves transported to the la-la land of Christmas. But we need to remain rooted where we are, in this wilderness, where there is pain and hunger, where there is still blindness and lameness, where there is homelessness. This is the wilderness about which the prophet speaks. And from that present situation, Isaiah points to God's future. And in that future, there is hope. Maybe more than any other theme in this Advent season is the theme of hope and hopefulness. And it isn't just that things aren't as they ought to be now and we just sort of sit and wait for them to get better. I mean, that's one of the things that some Christians do. Well, we have this promise that things are going to get better, so all we really need to do is just endure a little while, and then God's going to take care of everything. It's maybe one way to go. But another might be to be fully engaged and present in the very wilderness where we live. Maybe that's where the power of hope in Advent can most draw us out. As Isaiah points to the future, Isaiah also looks at the present. This is where we are, rooted and begun. Now, the problem with Isaiah's vision is that it didn't really come fast enough, didn't it? It took all the way from the Babylonian captivity all the way to the birth of Jesus for that vision to begin to unfold, and it unfolded in a way that they didn't expect. Once again, Israel finds itself, the people of God, find themselves in captivity, back in the wilderness under Roman rule. And here is John the Baptist running around saying, "Prepare the way of the Lord. Repent. The Messiah is coming." And there he is standing in the middle of the Jordan, and he's baptizing people into a baptism of repentance and calling on them to change their lives in preparation for the cataclysmic arrival of the Messiah. And who shows up? Jesus. Not what John expected. Not what anyone expected. This Jesus who didn't come as a great warrior king. This Jesus who didn't come with magic and salvation spread out all over the place. This Jesus who comes as a baby, as a child, and who walks quietly by the Jordan as John is baptizing. This is the Messiah. So that when John gets imprisoned, he sends his disciples out to ask the question, are you the one, or shall we wait for another? It's a great question. For me, it felt like when I was in math class, which was my struggle class. In math class, and the teacher would put a question up on the board or put a problem up on the board, and it was just such a relief when the smartest kid in the class would raise his hand and or her hand and say, ask a question, right? Because it was always me going, huh? But see, when the smartest person in the class, that's John, the one who knows everything, who's been poured, the Spirit's been poured on him, and he raises the question, and he says, are you the one, or should we wait for another? In this wilderness where we are. And Jesus doesn't answer with, yes, I'm the one, or no, I'm not the one. Jesus quotes the vision of Isaiah. The lame walk, the blind see, and the poor hear the hopeful gospel of God. How do we know that the advent of the Messiah is near, that the coming of the kingdom is near? Because God's work is being done. That's the true sign for Christ. And it happens in the present wilderness. Neither John nor Jesus are taken out and whisked away into this instantaneous new reality. They don't get the instant gratification to which we have all become so seriously addicted. I want Jesus, and I want him now. And I'd like him, in fact, to come with a little tinsel and a nice red suit. We want Jesus to look like we want Jesus to look, and we want Jesus to do what we want Jesus to do, and we wish he'd get on with it, for goodness sake. The wilderness is not that fun, and we'd like you to take us on a nice first class flight to paradise. But that's not the promise. James reminds us in his letter, be patient. It's coming. Be patient. And yes, you have this vision that Isaiah lays out in the first Sunday of Advent with the pounding of swords into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks. And this vision of streams in the desert and the transformation of the world into a just place. But be patient. For the work of the Lord has begun. I think in a nod to process theology, God has already set into vision and into motion this transformation of the wilderness, but it's not quite finished yet. We're not quite done with Advent. Not yet. We wish it was different. We wish we could put an end to corporate greed today. We wish we could provide clean water for the world now. We want to end hunger now. But it takes time and patience, and yet at the same time, it takes you and me. The problem with patience and instant gratification is that if we can't have it right now, well, then somebody else better take care of it. And if we sit and wait in this wilderness, hoping that God will end all of this stuff for us, we're going to be waiting a long time. Part of our Advent life is to actually live and serve in the wilderness, in the present, as God's world unfolds. Isaiah gives us a vision for what will be. And Jesus calls us into service and life so that it can become. And in this third Sunday of Advent, where we're almost there, but not quite, we're called into the Advent discipline of patient and steady action. When John asks the question, is it he, or should we wait for another? He will come to find that it is indeed Jesus, who is the one, that the promise is fulfilled, and that God's kingdom, God's transforming of the wilderness, is begun in a child, in a manger, and on a cross. And so you become the sign that the Messiah is present as we feed the hungry, care for the poor, and announce the gospel of Christ. He is come. Amen.